Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Squawk 7000's roundup of aviation news from Ireland, brought to you in partnership with flyinginireland.com and pilot.ie for the week starting October 23rd. Remember, you can ask your smart speaker to play any of our episodes anytime. I'm Michael Cummin. The headlines this week. The 2023 Kinsale Aviation Festival takes place with Irish Airlines past, present and future as the theme. The Aviation Industry Awards return after a break with the shortlist announced. AirNav Ireland launches as an independent air traffic management provider. The UK Civil Aviation Authority and IAA collaborate on aviation safety enforcement. And Fly4 Airlines prepares for entry into the aviation industry with an Irish focus. The 2023 Kinsale Aviation Festival takes place on Saturday, November 25th next. This year's theme is Irish Airlines Past, Present and Future, and it will consist of a lecture and panel conversation about the airline industry's history in Ireland and its prospects. The festival takes place between 3:30 and 5:30 and will be followed by dinner at 7:30. Earlier, I spoke with Paolo Massolini and asked him about this year's event. Paolo, thank you for joining us on Squawk 7000. Kinsale has etched out a little corner for itself in the world of aviation, and the Aviation Festival returns on the 25th of November. Can you tell us more?
Yes, Michael, this is the third aviation festival we are holding, and it takes place on the last Saturday of November. We find that that's the weekend that isn't much happening. And this year, we're having it at the Acton's Hotel, and we hope to attract about 130 people.
So that's grown since the first one that I went to, which was nice and small and very, very compact group. So it's getting a good reputation.
Sure. The first one you went to was at the Yacht Club. Mm-hmm. The second one you went to was at the Yacht Club, all with about 50, 60 people, I think. So yeah, this one, we're going to double it to 130 people. And then followed by a dinner at Acton's.
And now every time you run the festival, you have a theme or a focus. At one stage it was women in aviation. This year's theme is Irish Airlines Past, Present and Future.
Correct. It's through Joe Gill. He's instrumental in setting the thing up and speaking. And it's all about Irish aviation, past, present, future. And Joe will have three people or four people talking as well, guest speakers. One gentleman is from the Irish Historical Aviation Foundation. And I think one lady is from Dublin Airport. And there's another gentleman from also Dublin. And I think he's involved in ATC. But that's Joe's department. He's very well connected and he's an excellent speaker and he's got some good people lined up. Yeah.
You also take an opportunity at this festival to recognize people's contribution to aviation. And this year, probably not a surprise, at the Heli 60 for the Irish Air Corps.
That's right. That's our next thing is the Irish Air Corps. We are going to give them an award of valor to the Irish Air Corps after 60 years. So that will be duly handed over to them on the evening. And they'll be there as well. But again, if I may reiterate, all to do with Irish aviation, promoting and exposing Irish aviation. It's always been my modus operandi.
And again, we'll give final details as well, Paolo, if people do decide they'd like to go, there's two options. They can go to the presentation only for €15 or for the dinner at Acton's as well and the presentation for €55. Where can they find out more information?
You can access the website, flyingpoet.ie. On the opening page, at the bottom, you'll find the link to the festival.
Well, we wish you all the very best. The date, once again, is November 25th this year in Actions Hotel, and it all kicks off at 3:30 in the afternoon. So a nice afternoon event, but the opportunity for dinner later on. Paolo Massolini, thank you so much for joining us on Squawk 7000.
Thank you, Michael. Absolute pleasure, as usual. Thank you.
And as Paolo mentioned, at this year's event, the 2023 Aviation Valor Award will be presented to the No. 3 Operations Wing of the Irish Air Corps to honour 60 years of helicopter service, focusing heavily on aeromedical and search and rescue missions. Launched in 2014, the Aviation Industry Awards are the benchmark for excellence for those demonstrating best practices and innovation in the aviation sector in Ireland. The awards return this year after a few years' break, and the ceremony will be held at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Santry on the 30th of November. The shortlist has been published on aviationawards.ie and includes the General and Sport Aviation Award shortlist. Finalists include Funfly Aerosports Aero Club, Galway Flying Club and the Leinster Gliding Centre. AirNav Ireland, the new organisation responsible for managing air traffic in Irish airspace, was officially launched by Mr Jack Chambers TD, the Minister of State with Aviation Oversight. This significant event coincided with World Air Traffic Control Day. AirNav Ireland is responsible for providing air traffic control services at major Irish airports, including Dublin, Cork and Shannon, and overseeing an expansive airspace spanning 455,000 square kilometres. A key role for AirNav Ireland is managing air traffic between North America and Europe, with their air traffic controllers at the North Atlantic En Route Centre in Shannon, efficiently handling over 90% of all aircraft operating in this crucial airspace. Additionally, the AirNav Ireland North Atlantic Communications Centre in County Clare offers a long-range, high-frequency radio HF communication service for oceanic air traffic control in the eastern part of the North Atlantic. The UK Civil Aviation Authority and the IAA will collaborate to help stop illegal public transport flights and other breaches of aviation safety laws and regulations. The two regulators have signed a declaration of cooperation, strengthening ties on enforcement and improving aviation safety. Together, they'll promote compliance with laws and encourage safe air operations by UK and Irish operators in and between the UK and the Republic of Ireland. Fly4 Airlines is a fresh entry into the airline industry, brought to life through a collaboration between Enterair, a Polish airline, and travel group TUI. The primary mission of Fly4 is to deliver dependable and high-quality capacity solutions to various customer airlines, including TUI, Enterair, and third-party clients. Based in Ireland, Fly4 is securing the necessary certificates and licenses for operation within the country. Their fleet will consist of Boeing 737-800 aircraft. The airline has already recruited captains, first officers and cabin crew for its expansion plan. Initially, the base of operations is expected to be in the UK Midlands. Notably, Fly4 is particularly interested in Irish pilots and is preparing to handle the transportation logistics to the UK location where the employees will work. While Fly4's plans are in motion, they have yet to disclose a specific start date for their operations. Mid-Aaron has launched its brand new weather radar system at Shannon Airport, promising enhanced rainfall data for meteorologists and the public through Met.ie and the Mid-Aaron app. This cutting-edge weather radar marks the initial phase in Mid-Aaron's ambitious 10-year plan to revamp and expand the National Weather Radar Network. Over this period, the number of radar installations will triple, increasing from 2 to 6. These strategically located radars will ensure comprehensive coverage nationwide, leading to more accurate weather forecasting. The radar boasts an impressive 240-kilometre radius, with its coverage extending to the Atlantic. What sets the new weather radar in Shannon apart is its state-of-the-art dual polarisation technology. This innovation empowers meteorologists to make finer distinctions between various types of precipitation, be it rain, hail or snow. Moreover, this technology excels in pinpointing and filtering out non-meteorological objects like birds and insects from the data. This breakthrough will enable Met Aaron to issue more accurate and timely weather forecasts and alerts for significant weather events. Pilot Career Live, supported by Flying in Ireland, took place last Saturday at Croke Park in Dublin. The event was a must for anyone considering an aviation career or those who'd already started their journey and wanted to learn more. Visitors had the opportunity to visit a wide range of exhibitors who provided helpful advice on the various paths to a career in the industry. Whether they were interested in becoming an airline pilot, military pilot, helicopter pilot, or air traffic controller, this event was for them. To complement the wide variety of exhibitions and exhibitors, there was also an exciting seminar program from the biggest names in the industry, including Ryanair, AirNav Ireland, EasyJet, Aer Lingus and the Irish Air Corps. Ryanair has announced its Shannon Winter 23-24 schedule with 18 routes, including its new Faro and Liverpool routes. Ryanair will base one new Boeing 737-8200 aircraft at Shannon Airport for the winter of 23-24, bringing its total Shannon fleet to three. Shannon traffic is to grow to over 1.4 million passengers a year. Dublin-based carrier CityJet has finally sealed an alliance with Spanish airline Air Nostrum in a combination that the pair have been trying to thrash out for the past 5 years, which was grounded by the pandemic. The combination has led to the creation of the Strategic Alliance of Regional Airlines, SARA. The new SARA group will employ 2,500 people. A new passenger panel will meet with the CEO of Dublin Airport operator DAA to help identify services and facilities needing improvement. The new panel will meet with DAA CEO Kenny Jacobs and Dublin Airport Managing Director Gary McLean to provide feedback and suggest what they would like to see improved at the airport. It will be made up of members that represent Dublin Airport's diverse passenger base and be chosen through a competition on Dublin Airport's social media channels in the coming weeks. And we'll be back with more aviation news in just a moment.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
ASL Airlines Ireland has added its first A300 series aircraft on lease from DHL Express Germany as the logistics firm moves its entire A300 fleet from Air Hong Kong to European operators. The acquired plane was retired by the Cathay Pacific cargo subsidiary in August and ferried from Hong Kong International to Budapest for maintenance. It has since been re-registered as Eco India Lima Delta Delta and has yet to re-enter service for DHL Express in Europe. FedEx Express Europe announced plans to build a new state-of-the-art logistics facility in Dublin. Strategically situated in the Horizon Business Park south of Dublin Airport, the new facility will serve as the FedEx headquarters in Ireland and will combine critical operations, including a pickup and delivery station, aircraft operations, customs clearance teams, and other essential back-office functions. Acumen Aviation has announced that its camo business has successfully restored its de Havilland DHC-8 family approval issued by the IAA. The restoration of the DHC-8 family aircraft series camo approval marks Acumen's continuing drive to secure the coverage and provision of comprehensive camo services that can be made available to meet growing customer requirements. The Irish Business and General Aviation Association, IBGAA, will welcome over 140 industry delegates to its second annual conference on November 1st this year, when it returns to Adair Manor in Limerick. Its formula, the combination of executive aviation and luxury tourism, returns with a topical agenda delivered by accomplished international and regional speakers. Ireland's Minister of State for Transport, Environment, Climate and Communications, Jack Chambers, will deliver the opening keynote. He'll be followed by Declan Fitzpatrick, Chief Executive of the Irish Aviation Authority, supporting the event. A £100 million revamp of Belfast International Airport, the biggest investment in its 60-year history, has been announced. The airport recently ranked as one of the UK's worst in a survey by consumer group Which? And will undergo a major refurbishment as part of a 5-year revamp. It includes an overhaul of security, meaning liquids and large electrical items will no longer have to be removed from luggage. The investment plan announced by operator Vinci also includes an improved airside departure area with additional departure gates, extra seating, new shopping facilities and an extension of the retail and immigration areas. Well, the memory of a lovely summer day at Weston Airport when the skies came alive on Saturday, July 29th, remains fresh in the minds of those who were there. Aircraft and crew participating in the Bray Air Display dropped in for an unforgettable breakfast fly-in event, welcoming aviation enthusiasts who purchased tickets for a hangar breakfast prepared by the talented team from Hook and Ladder. The event received an overwhelming response, with attendees' generous contributions amounting to an impressive €25,000. These funds will join the collective grown by the aviation community for various St. Vincent de Paul conferences, exceeding now a remarkable milestone of €400,000. The fundraising continues in November with the launch of the 2024 Irish Air Spectacular Aviation Calendar, a beautiful 14-page A4 calendar that features stunning aviation photographs, some taken from the next edition of the Irish Air Spectacular Volume 2, which is on the way. Well, that's our news for this week, and indeed for a while, as a new project will be taking my time for the winter. I'll be looking forward to being back with you again soon for more aviation news. And remember, we have over 150 episodes in the library for you to listen to. In the meantime, happy flying and thanks for listening.